You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ10カウントダウンです。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a top 10 countdown on Japan Top
10. Hello, welcome to Japan Top 10. I'm Brinton, and I'm bringing you the top 10 songs for the month of June. Well, before we get started, we do have an announcement. We're currently looking for various staff members to volunteer and join our podcast. If you're interested in audio editing, hosting, or content production, please have a look on our website at jtop10.jp/join for the full details on how to apply. If you love Japanese music culture, then this really will be a great opportunity for you. With that, let's get started. At number 10, we have a new song to our countdown, which is Watch Me by Yoasobi.
Number 10.
いつも迷惑ばかりかけるけど、いつも散々困らせちゃうけど、それでも隣にいてくれる君のそばにずっと。
Oh,
That was Watch Me by YOASOBI. So this is actually one of two YOASOBI songs on our countdown this time. And this song is actually the opening theme for the anime Witch Watch, which began airing in April of 2025. Based on the manga of the same name written and illustrated by Kenta Shinohara, Witch Watch is a fantasy romance series that focuses on Niko Wakatsuki, a witch who moves in with her childhood friend Morihito Otogi after finishing her training and the shenanigans that ensue from having just finished her training, plus the usual supernatural and fantastical elements of the story. Consistent with YOASOBI's track record of adapting songs from written texts such as short stories and books, Watch Me is based on Kokoro Kororon, also written by Kenta Shinohara. The song and its music video is expressed from the point of view of Niko, one of the show's main characters, but I don't think you'll be missing out on much without having read Kokoro Kororon. After all, it is a very fluffy and, I guess, very bubbly kind of song. Overall, it's a very cute entry to our list, and, of course, YOASOBI is definitely back at it again. Next up, at number 9, dropping down 6 places from our last countdown, we have Players, again by YOASOBI.
Number 9.
That was Players by YOASOBI. So for those who don't know already about YOASOBI, they are a pop duo formed in 2019, consisting of are musician and record producer Ayase and singer-songwriter Lira Ikuta, who also happens to perform under the name Ikura. The duo's name, Yoasobi, comes from two words, yo meaning night and asobi meaning play, and together they make up the word nightlife. Ayase, who came up with the name, explained that it is a wish that he and Ikura could take on various playful challenges by comparing their individual career to daytime and Yoasobi's career to nighttime. Players, the song that you just heard, is used to commemorate the 30th anniversary of the release of the first PlayStation video game console. I don't think this song is adapted from a short story or a book, like they usually do, but I do think the lyrics definitely capture this sense of nostalgia that especially resonates with people who play video games. More than just being a celebration of the PlayStation console, it's a celebration of play and how video games have influenced so many people around the world. The music video is also somewhat nostalgic, though I will say it's not like true to life to the PlayStation. I do remember that the PlayStation's graphics tend to have like wobbly geometry, for the lack of a better description, but it does overall kind of remind any viewer, whether it's someone who is not well versed at video games or someone who's grown up with it, of I guess the kind of vibe that, you know, PlayStation brings. But yeah, definitely we've come a long way since then. At number 8, we have a new song to our countdown with Mine or Yours by Hikaru Utada.
Number 8.
That was Mine or Yours by Hikaru Utada. Hikaru Utada is a Japanese and American singer, songwriter, and producer. She's considered to be one of the most influential and best-selling musical artists in Japan. In March, she was appointed as a brand ambassador for Coca-Cola's Ayataka, a line of iced green tea. A commercial was released in March of 2025 featuring a snippet of a new song called Mine or Yours, the song that you just heard. A pre-ad campaign launched on the 19th of April where 200 people selected by a lottery could receive a t-shirt with cover art of the song. The music video is quite interesting, and yeah, I guess when we're talking about music videos and the way that they're shot, normally you have, you know, perspectives such as front, side, back, etc. But I don't think I remember seeing any music videos shot from the bottom up. And I don't mean like from the floor either, I mean like below the floor. And there's a whole lot of that in this music video, which is a very interesting perspective to have shot the video on. And yeah, I guess if anything, it's a very memorable music video for that fact. Speaking of Hikaru Utada, she does identify as non-binary. So most of the time when you see conversations about her, you'll see people referencing her with either she, her pronouns or they, them pronouns. Fun fact for people who aren't already aware. Next up at number 7, another new song to our countdown, we have Kaseijin or Martian by Yorushika.
Number 7.
Don't
That was Kaseijin, or Martian, by Yorushika. Yorushika is a Japanese rock duo founded in 2017, comprised of Enbuna, a Vocaloid producer, and Sui, a female vocalist. According to an interview with Natalie, Enbuna and Sui met through a common acquaintance. Sui was a longtime fan of Enbuna's Vocaloid work. This song also serves as the opening for the second season of Choshimin, How to Become Ordinary. Yeah, just when you thought you've learned a new word in the form of Kaseijin or Martian, the music video does also feature a single alien character and several translations of the word Martian in various languages. I will say the music video is quite quirky, but it's also got like a very endearing quality to it, so I highly recommend checking it out. Before we continue with our episode, we have another announcement. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. Now, back to the countdown. At number 6, we have a new song to our countdown. This time, we have Tamamono, or Gift, by Radwimps.
Number 6.
ならないをためらう
がもろ顔で僕ら寝ててみたり諦めてみたり思い出無造作に詰め込んだり逃げ込んだりせっかくだから唯一眠りの詰め合わせにして返すどうしようあわよくばもいらない
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
That was Tamamono by Radwimps. For those who don't know about Radwimps already, they are a Japanese rock band who debuted independently in 2003 and later signed with Toshiba EMI in 2005. The band's name, Radwimps, was formed from two English slang terms, rad and wimp. According to the band, this name had several meanings including excellent weakling and superlative coward, or strong weakling. Lead vocalist Yojiro Noda writes all of the band's music and lyrics. The only exception currently is the bonus track Yonaki from Radwimps 4, written by Akira Kuwahara. Almost all of Noda's lyrics are based on events that he has experienced. This song that you just heard, Tamamono, is also the theme song for the NHK drama series Anpan. But that's not all. If your brain also completed on the word Anpan and said Anpanman, you'd be onto something there, because the show is actually based on the story of Takashi Yanase, the creator of Anpanman, and his wife, Nobuko Matsu. If you're a fan of Anpanman, or if you have a particular nostalgia for it, then I'm guessing this is something you'll want to check out. Before we get onto our next song, we have another announcement. Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at haleyg@jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. Now, at number 5, we have another new entry to our countdown. This time we have Tengoku, or Heaven, by Mrs. Green Apple.
Number 5.
もしも僕だけの世界ならばそう誰かを恨むことなんて知らないで済んだのにどうしてもどうしてもあなたのことが許せない夜はただ長い人は捨てきれない見苦しいねこの後に及んでな朝日に心動いてる
しもない。
That was Tengoku, or Heaven, by Mrs. Green Apple. For those who don't know about Mrs. Green Apple, they are a Japanese rock band formed in 2013 hailing from Tokyo that made their major debut in 2015 with EMI Records. The group currently consists of three members: Motoki Omori, the vocalist and the guitarist of the group, Hiroto Wakai, the guitarist of the group, and finally, Ryoka Fujisawa, the keyboardist of the group. This song accompanies the movie Shinso o Ohanashi Shimasu, or I'll Tell You the Truth, which screened in theaters on the 25th of April 2025. This movie also stars Motoki Omori, the vocalist of the group, in a lead role. Admittedly, I haven't seen this movie, and I'm going to be honest, I have kind of fallen off of Mrs. Green Apple. Like, I feel like, yeah, their songs have been a bit samey, so they've kind of fallen out of my rotation. But if you are a big fan of Mrs. Green Apple, especially if you're a fan of Motoki Omori, definitely check out the movie. Next up at number 4, moving up one spot from our last countdown, we have Rose by Hana.
Number 4.
Trouble, try your best. 知られてる通り I'm dangerous.
彼これ時はだいぶ経った、あいつ咲いた、いや多分死んだ、この場でストーケーは自分に刺してた。
If you wanna get closer, you can resist. Then baby moving, get closer, can you handle it?
Go ahead and try for it, try out this. 知られてる通り、yeah, dangerous.
Nah, it's not that you'll be one. You know that the choice is yours. So you might regret if you take that step.
Just like a rose, together I can know my heart and yours. 醜い世界でも咲いた花、とろてあらけてもいけないの。
Not like bloom, 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 bloom.
That was Rose by Hana. Hana is a seven-member Japanese girl group formed by Chanmina through the audition show No No Girls in 2025. They are managed by Sky High's company BMSG and are signed to No Label Music, a record label founded by Chanmina currently operating under Sony Music Japan. The group released their pre-debut single Drop on the 31st of January of 2025. Later, they released their debut maxi single Rose,on CD on the 23rd of April 2025. The title track was released digitally on the 2nd of April. Now, gonna be honest, I am not very up to date with pop groups, especially Hana, but generally I do enjoy the spectacle of the songs of such groups. And yeah, after checking out the music video of this song, Rose, it delivers exactly that. I was very wowed andIf YouTube's viewer numbers are something to go by, 26 million people, at least at the time of recording this episode, seem to agree the same. Next up, at number 3, we have a new song to our countdown. This time we have Blue Amber by Back Number.
Number 3.
抱きしめられた記憶から流れ出た赤い雫、人様に見せるものじゃないの、伝えなかった言霊がもう一つの私になって、体の内側で何かを叫んでる、アホ仕方の全部隠しておくの、ごめんね。悲しいのは一人で十分だからと、これ以上醜くなりたくないのと、私の中で誰にも見つけられずに、こんな色になるまで泣いていたんだね。
私そびれた心から流れ出た青い雫、人様に浴びせるものじゃないの、余すとこなく飲み込んで遠くの海の底に沈んで、そのまま宝石にでもなれるの。
That was Blue Amber by Back Number. Back Number is a Japanese rock power trio formed in 2004, whose biggest hit is Christmas Song, which peaked at number one for 3 weeks on the Japan Hot 100 chart, and was later certified million by the Recording Industry Association of Japan. Blue Amber serves as the theme song for the Fuji TV, Kansai TV Monday 10pm drama From the Day I Stole You, or also known as Anata wo Ubatta sono hi kara, which began airing in late April of 2025. Now, based on skimming the Kansai TV website, it's a story about how a mother, 10 years after losing her child to a food accident, finds herself taking away the daughter of the owner of the store who caused the accident in the first place. It reads a bit like an eye for an eye, and I think it definitely shows in the lyrics. Now, I always felt that Back Number's music is kind of one of those background music to play while you cry in the car kinds of songs. But imagine my surprise when I found out on watching the music video that it featured exactly that. While we're on the music video though, I will say it is incredibly layered. Yeah, I don't know where to begin. Basically, there is this one character who dresses up and goes to drag bars, which I might add is very topical for this month, also at the same time taking care of his mother. Nowhere do these two scenes connect with each other. They are juxtaposed, but they don't really, like, tie into each other. So it leaves a lot to the imagination. I do think it's a deliberate choice, though, given that Blue Amber is only blue when it's illuminated by sunlight or ultraviolet light. With that, I think it is a song about hidden depths, much like the music video itself, being very layered and, I guess, demanding a bit of a keen eye to notice all the details. And of course, with Back Number, they do tend to be very heartfelt in terms of how they express their songs. And the thing about Back Number's music videos is that the description under these music videos, at least on YouTube anyway, always adds a bit of extra depth to the themes of the songs. For the music video of Blue Amber, the description for that music video says, "This is a story about jewels that aren't created by scraping, chipping, and digging, but by embracing them." So, yeah, I think it's a very deep kind of song. It's like appreciating inner beauty and being able to appreciate those hidden depths. I'm not sure how other people would interpret the music video, but I do think the initial scenes of dressing up in drag are a form of expression. And I think it's all about being able to sort of, like, you know, reveal your beauty in all sorts of different ways. And so, yeah, it is a very creative song in both its lyrics its music video and the way that it also applies to the drama series as well. Before we continue with the episode, we have one more announcement. Want to hear some extra songs in this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode. See the full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club. At number two, we have yet another new entry to our countdown with Twilight by King Nu.
Number two. That was Twilight by King Nu. King Nu is a Japanese band formed in 2013 consisting of Daiki Tsuneta as the vocalist and guitarist of the group, Satoru Iguchi as the vocalist and keyboardist of the group, Kazuki Arai as the bassist of the group, and lastly, Yu Seki as the drummer of the group. The band's main songwriter is Daiki Tsuneta, who, if you don't already recognize that name, also happens to perform as part of the creative collective Millennium Parade. The song that you just heard, Twilight, is a digital single featured as the theme song for the animated film Detective Conan, One-Eyed Flashback. Yeah, King Nu is usually known for their amazing and stunning music videos, and I just love how all of them have this quality of, I can't describe what the video is like, you just need to watch it for yourself. I think this music video
the music video for Twilight kind of fits the bill, but I will say that it wasn't really my cup of tea. It's not really as, I guess, how do I put it, imaginative as some of their other music videos. But I do respect the variety nonetheless. And at number one, and having stayed at number one since the last countdown, we have Kusushiki by Mrs. Green Apple.
Number one.
いつは出るあいつは天に落ちてたってきたんだけどもあいつはどうもみんなに愛されてたらしい感じたい思いは故に十字在だ空式術から転じた魔法の場あなたがいる辛いだけだ今日も生きる痛みを思い知らされる愛してるとごめんなさい思う今世も欲したこうしたいどうかよりこうして欲しいが聞きたい思いのほか自分軸の境一瞬半回った愛を食らいたい私に聞いた薬はドクターバカに忘れりゃこの世は極楽だ正直になれない私はいつか素直になれるあの子にきっといろいろと溢れては奪われる愛してると大好きなさってまるで月と月面でまた飲んだ言葉が目を出して体の中にずっと残れば気づけばこじれる恋模様めくれば次のショー気になったあなたの歌を口ずさんで歩こう一人じゃないって笑おう不集めの次の病になった私の歌を口ずさんで歩こう一人の夜を歩こう愛してるよごめんねじゃねまるで夜の太陽しき時間も流れて大切を見つけた悲しい日もあなたをまた思う来世も
That was Kusushiki by Mrs. Green Apple. This song serves as the second opening theme for The Apothecary Diaries Season 2. Yeah, you might be wondering what the name of the song means, and I was a bit curious as well, because for a show like The Apothecary Diaries, I would have expected it to be about medicine, or in Japanese, kusuri. And yeah, we're actually a little bit closer than we thought. In an interview, Motoki Omori, the band's vocalist, shared that the word for medicine, kusuri, actually comes from kusushi or kusushiki, which are old Japanese words meaning mysterious or wondrous. So yeah, there is a sense of mystery about this song, but also I guess in the world of medicine as well. And for those who are wondering, nowadays the word for something mysterious or wondrous is ushigi. Okay, and that is all for our top 10, but we do have some extra songs for you. For our indie spotlight, we have Inai or Not There by Truco.
Thank you.
から嫌いやいやいやいにならないで春も夏も秋も冬もいないいないいないいない君の記憶を奪いたい今から嫌いやいやいやいにならないで大切にするからいないいないいないいない君の記憶を守りたいだから
That was Inai, or Not There, by Trico. Trico is a group that formed in 2001 in Kyoto and is comprised of vocalist and guitarist Ikumi Nakajima, also known as Ikyu, guitarist Motoko Kida, also known as Moti4, and bassist Hiromi Sagane, also known as Hirohiro. According to their website, the band develops an unusual and distinctive sound that consists of harmonization of pop and emotional vocals with a complex rhythm. The members are not familiar with math rock, and such harmonization is not created on purpose. The group has been to many places around the world, and apparently they have held a total of 109 shows through various tours around the world. Their concert tickets are often sold out, and they are active throughout the world as musicians. Yeah, this is also the theme song to a drama called Haru no Noroi, or Haru's Curse. And yeah, like, based on a quick skim of what the show is about, I can definitely say the lyrics of the song are sort of reflected in the show itself as well. So yeah, it's definitely something that is best appreciated in the context of the show. This song comes from an album called Jōreki, which means good performance. And I'm inclined to say that, yeah, it definitely is a good song and it is a wonderful performance, especially in the music video. All right, well, that was all the songs that we have for the month of June, but don't worry, because in a week's time, enjoy some selections of Japanese acoustic tracks, all handpicked by our staff members who will be credited at creating that episode. It's going to be hosted by Shana and Andy. Until then, I'm Brinton, and thanks for joining me. Bye!
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music.
Hey there, music lovers. Did you know that getting licensed to share music online is not just the right thing to do? It's also super important for supporting creators and the music industry. That's why we're proud to be licensed by SOCAN, a copyright collective that grants licenses for online music broadcasts in Canada. By getting licensed through SOCAN, you ensure that every beat, every note, and every melody that you play is compliant and fair to the creators. Join us in supporting the music community. Visit SOCAN's website at www.socan.com and get your web radio, podcast, or any other use of online music licensed today. Let's stream beautiful music together, legally and ethically. SOCAN. Music. People. Connected.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.